Tell us about Oscar and what people will see in the film.
Well, the story itself does center around this young chimpanzee named Oscar. He's orphaned at a very young age, and that's, in the grand scheme of things, nothing out of the ordinary, as there's quite a high mortality among chimps living in the real world. So sometimes parents are lost and kids are orphaned, and oftentimes are adopted by close relatives. But what was the interesting twist in this story as it unfolded, and it did really unfold and it was quite remarkable, was that Oscar was adopted by an adult male in his group, which rarely, if ever, has been seen.
And why is that interesting to note?
It's not as if male animals, male primates, male chimps are generally, you know, helpful to others. Why he should go out of his way to help this poor little helpless infant who was not obviously his own is really the thing that was quite interesting and unusual in this.
And after following this story for 3 years, were you able to deduce any reasons for that?
Not at all. Not really. And that still remains a mystery. The fact that it is so unusual that they were actually able to capture it on film was all the more remarkable, that they just happened to be there at the right time and under the right circumstances where this very rare, if not incredible, event unfolded, makes this film all the more, I think, unusual.
I've been in the theater a couple of times when this trailer has played, and there is this collective, from the audience every single time. What is that connection we feel?
I think that connection naturally arises because they are very much like us in so many different ways, anatomically, genetically, even behaviorally. And that's the kinds of things you're seeing when you look at that trailer. For that reason, that we obviously identify with chimps much more than, say, a stick insect or a bee.
Now, you've seen the finished film at this point. How well do you think it bridges that gap between scientific research and observation and entertainment?
Well, I think in the best of all possible worlds, what we're really trying to do with this film is both. At the end of the day, come on, this is Disney, mm-hmm. and this is entertainment. And to a large extent, it's not entirely true.
Explain that.
Well, the basic problem in doing something like this is that they're chimps. They're not actors. So you could write a script, as a script was written by the producers, but the chimps aren't going to act by script. So this was a long and involved process. So, you know, your listeners really need to understand that this film took an extraordinary effort over 3 years of filming in both West and East Africa. Scenes have to be strung together as they are, and they might not have all come together in precisely the way you're seeing, you know, in real time, but I'm fine with that because I knew this was entertainment.
Ultimately, what do you hope this film teaches viewers? What do you hope people take away from it?
Well, one of the things is that, you know, I've always felt incredibly lucky in being able to do what I do. I'd like to think that a film like this would be able to give folks a better idea and sense of who these animals really are. And if in doing that, it maybe leads them to go out and maybe try to make the world a little better place for them in the process. I think that's sort of the goal in part for me.
What's next for you in terms of your research?
Oh, I continue to go out each and every year. I've been engaged in this long-term field study of this particular population in Uganda, and it's now, I think, we're entering our 18th year. And who knows, maybe this summer is when I go out, there will be an Oscar-like, Freddy-like story to be told.
John Mitani is a primate behavioral ecologist and U of M professor of anthropology. He worked as a scientific consultant on the movie Chimpanzee, which opens in theaters today. Professor Mitani, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.